Welcome back to the PeteCast with Pod Kelly. This one is one that we got a ton of responses on, and I want to hear what you have to say about this. We got a message in last week from this woman. She writes in saying, "My boyfriend of a year owns a home and asked me to move in. The only thing I'm hung up on is that he wants me to pay him $1,000 a month for rent. I'm happy to help with bills, but being asked to pay rent makes me feel like a roommate. So she's wondering, is he wrong to be charging her rent?" Just the way that's positioned, she's kind of upset about it. So what do you think about this?
I think they should split the bills. If she doesn't want to pay rent, pay something else.
I think calling it rent is kind of insulting. I do agree that she shouldn't be living there for free, because I'm sure she's not living wherever she lives now for free.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much seems more like a roommate situation than a girlfriend-boyfriend situation.
Now, we also got a ton of other messages in here. We got a few texts here. One person says, if he can afford this house on his own, then she shouldn't have to pay $1,000 a month towards his mortgage. They're not married, and she's getting nothing out of this. Definitely half the bills and maybe $500 a month. Another person says, Mike texting saying, just pay some of the bills. That'll be good. Another person says, in a relationship, does it really matter what you call it? If you call it, oh, paying the electric bills this month or the water bills or these utilities, it's all going to the same budget. It's just a matter of how you're viewing it. That's a good point. Another person says, I would have him sit down and figure out bills and split all bills in half or give her certain bills to be paid, but not ask a flat $1,000 in rent. Up on Facebook here, Megan says, how much is the mortgage? Do you intend to marry? Do you pay rent elsewhere now? So many other questions that need to be asked. Britt says, you're an adult. Pay rent. Cindy says, ask for a copy of all bills and split them in half. You'll probably end up paying more that way, but your choice. Sheila says, did he ask for the rent money before or after you moved in? Tony says, you should be paying half utilities and half costs of monthly housing. If you weren't living for him, you'd be paying it all on your own. If you want to play house, you have to pay. So, again, if you got some thoughts, you can weigh in. You can shoot a text to 518-476-1009. You can weigh in on Facebook at The Cat Albany. And again, we got a ton of other messages. Just yoinked a couple of them out of there, too. And if you want to hear each of the things we discuss, we have some silly topics sometimes we talk about. Sometimes we do advice like we did today. You can listen after 4 p.m. every weekday on 100.9 and 107.1 The Cat and on the free The Cat Albany app.